The beauty of today's online advertising platforms is that they are flexible enough for you to choose how you want to advertise, make changes fast, and pay a lot less to advertise in the first place. But just how granular can you get? This is Clickstarter, the regional Australian digital marketing podcast. I'm Dante St. James. Advertising on platforms that have a lot of data about the users, like Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram, means that you can target very specific types of people, very specific types of places, and very specific parts of those platforms. On Facebook, you can choose to place ads in all kinds of places across the network, or just choose one or two of them, depending on where you believe your potential customers are, or even how much you want to get out of your campaign. You can choose to advertise in only Facebook, for instance, or only Instagram. You can choose to advertise in just feeds or just in stories. This could be a good way of reaching differently aged audiences, as younger people tend to experience Instagram in the stories only, but over 35s will tend to explore the feeds more. Then there's Messenger. And although you can't right now only advertise in Messenger, you can place ads in there if you're advertising on at least the Facebook feed as well. Another area that vastly expands your reach to certain audiences is Facebook's audience network. That is a network of external apps and websites that take a feed of ads from Facebook in much the same way that Google's AdSense network displays ads on websites around the internet. On Google, advertising can be aimed towards text ads in search, graphical ads on their AdSense network of websites, and even be geared towards those who are on mobile phones only. And this is where a little thinking ahead about your potential customer comes into play. Have you done the research to work out where your customer is? Are they a mobile user primarily, or stuck at a desk in a computer all day? Are they heavy searchers for products and services on Google search, or more likely to be swayed by seeing your products and branding popping up on various websites over a week as they surf the web? The only way to really know what your target customer does is to test, and then test again. While there is some of info that you can glean from your Facebook insights and Google Analytics, the true test of what advertising is effective for you comes from advertising on lots of places and seeing what works best. On LinkedIn, you have some rather interesting choices. You can advertise on the feed or the sidebar. You can like you can on Facebook, much the same. But you can also retarget visitors to your website and send sponsored messages to the inboxes of your target audience. But this is not something you do frivolously. A sponsored message in an inbox needs to be highly targeted to the point of being super accurate to what that person would want or need in their life or business. Sending spammy and generic messages to a ton of inboxes on LinkedIn, it's going to flag you as a spammer to LinkedIn, and you could be blocked from ever doing it again. Worse still, it's annoying, and annoying people isn't a great way to get them to buy big ticket executive services and products from you. Employ a little psychology and empathy and a whole lot of data before you spend the big money it'll take to drop a message into a ton of inboxes on LinkedIn. So while you can get very specific on where you want your ads to land on Facebook, Google, Instagram, and LinkedIn, you really need to do a whole lot of homework first on who your customer is. What do they like to do on these platforms? And whether what you're selling is something that they will ever have any interest in buying. Always be relevant, thoughtful, willing to make mistakes, and even more willing to make frequent changes of direction to find the right thing for your business and your future clients. Got a topic you'd like us to cover? Email info@clickstarter.com.au or follow Clickstarter on Facebook. Now get out there and do something that helps your business today to get known, get found, and stay known.